Hello, you're listening to Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined today by Safari Mickey JJ.
That's right. Me, Mr. Mouse, Donald, the whole gang, all in our safari best.
And professional bread service taster, Sean.
Worth every penny.
If you have a good title for my co-host after listening to this episode, please send in your ideas to reedygeeks@gmail.com. In today's episode, the geeks play a bunch of Walt Disney World-based games because, well, we haven't done it in a while. We haven't played some games in a while, so we're going to dedicate this whole episode to just playing Walt Disney World games.
Finally! Like, I've been asking you at the end of every episode, well, let's play a game, let's do something. And every time, no, this episode is already 80 minutes long, blah, blah, blah.
We just shut you down.
Just every time, shut me down.
Yeah, well, today we have You Mad Bro, we have One's Gotta Go, Epcot Edition, and we're going to bring back a fan favorite, Match 5.
I'm going to win one of these.
Oh, he's calling a shot. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know which one.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there's three of them, so I would, you know, hope so. The odds are in your favor.
Not the way I play games.
Yeah, well, how many of these games are you in, JJ? Are you going to be in these
I games? Actually don't think there's really a winner of You Mad Bro.
No, there's not, actually. That's not a game.
It's
not a game.
It's more of a segment, but whatever.
My odds just plummeted.
That's true.
Now I lost 33.3% chance to win a game.
So I think also One's Gotta Go Epcot Edition is not a game either. Now, like, well, that's no, not one you
game.
Can win.
It's a game.
You can't win it, though. There's no winners or losers.
I have to win Match 5.
The winners are the winners are the friends we made all along.
Yes, yeah. That's
the listeners that we gained all along. The real winners are the subscribers.
Match 5, though, that you could win. You have one shot.
God damn and it. He called the shot, so he's going to win.
Or is the pressure on now?
He's going to blow it.
Yeah.
Don't blow it, Sean. Don't blow it.
13 seconds.
Okay, guys. Very first segment here. You Mad Bro.
Tell us about this.
So this is a game, actually, well, this is a segment that Sean hasn't played before. It was something I did on a mini episode, and we talked about some complaints that I found online, and we're going to discuss if they're valid or not. So let's just get started. It's not complicated. We'll just go right into it. Sean, you can keep up.
We'll see.
First complaint I found online, the prices are constantly going up and the quality is going down because Disney is just cutting corners.
Oh. Is that true or
is this
false?
Valid?
Right, it's not a true valid. Or false.
Is it a valid because complaint? I think,
is this I a think, valid complaint?
Right. I played this game before, apparently.
I think it is valid. I think it is valid in certain instances where, especially in the, I'm thinking specifically in the food service, like there's restaurants that just get more and more expensive.
And the quality is going
of the
down.
Food is if it's even staying the same, it's mostly going down. There you're losing offerings off the menus. And I don't know if a lot of this has to do maybe with the pandemic and then shortening up menus in a lot of places, but It's hard to say when you see what Disney has put out over the last 10 years in terms of expansions and knowing what they have planned over the next 5 to 6 years, it's hard to say that with prices going up, quality and the value of it is decreasing at the same time. But if you want to get nitpicky,
is the quality going up as much as the prices are going up?
Probably not right now.
But
because for the next couple of years, while they're building all of these things, every year the price for the Magic Kingdom and Epcot and all the parks, they're all going to go up.
Right.
So I think for the next 4 to 5 years, when the construction walls are up in virtually every single park, I think there's going to be some valid complaints.
But they're also like, they're building in the price for what they're going to do to Magic Kingdom. Like, you can't just raise the price by 30%
you're paying in one year. You're paying now for what they're doing later, but the problem is you are not experiencing it.
You're not. No, no.
And by the time you experience it, the price is another 30% higher.
And but then it's going to be an appropriate level to what you are then experiencing. It's just they can't do it all in one year. It can't be like, okay, the land opens, so now it's going to be 30% more expensive. Like, that's just way too much of an increase in year over year.
Yeah, I think this. I think you guys kind of nailed this. This is a double edged sword. I don't think Disney is cutting corners everywhere, but they're trying to figure out what things they can trim, and they're also like, because we're in a period where there's a lot of construction going on, that there's less to do at the parks. Mm-hmm. Than there was 2 years ago.
Right.
So it's going to feel like that. Feel like, you know, quality's going down. There's less to do. There's less going on. But Sean, your rant just feels like you could have just called Ohana by its name.
Yeah.
But I will say about the restaurants is that, and especially with, you mentioned COVID, right? And how COVID really affected a lot of the restaurants. COVID also improved a lot of the restaurants because certain restaurants opened before other restaurants. So the example I'm thinking in my head right now is Citricos, right? So you had the very expensive...
Victoria and Albert's.
Victoria Albert's next to Citricos that did not open, right, after COVID right away. But Citricos did. So the head chef of Victoria and Albert's went to Citricos and redesigned their menu, and Citricos actually got better because of that. And they share the same kitchen there.
The pandemic did a lot of weird things with what we traditionally knew about the restaurants that we maybe loved before the pandemic.
Right.
So a lot of stuff got shuffled around. I still think the quality of the product is high and continuing to raise as we get new and better rides. So I think this is invalid in that aspect.
Yeah, and also, like, I think this is born out of Lightning Lane. I think this is a big part of that is, like, people feel like they got Lightning Lanes or Fast Passes for free before, and now they have to pay for them. It's nitpicky. It's not. It's nickel and diming. You know, it's the fact that the hotels continued to go up, but yet they removed Magical Express, right? And that was built into the price of the hotel rack rate.
So why didn't, if transportation from the airport got removed, why did the price of the hotel go up?
Right. And I'll tell you, this is something that DVC members brought up in that, hey, our dues transportation, you know, we were paying for Magical Express. DVC members were paying for Magical Express through their dues. That ended, but yet dues didn't go down, right? So how expensive really was Magical Express? Because the dues legally have to reflect what they're actually spending, right? And DVC members were spending on Magical Express, and now it's not there anymore, but it didn't make an impact in the dues. So it's interesting, like, you know, that type of removal of that service really shows, I think, a little bit of a nickel-diming aspect going on, but I don't know.
So there's some validity, but overall...
Yeah, I mean, that's like one example, right?
Right.
You know,
there are examples of this being valid. So maybe there's some validity to it. Let's move on to the next one. The new Disney Lakeside Lodge is going to ruin how peaceful Fort Wilderness is.
Okay, so...
I think we have opinions.
Yeah, he made a face like he had an opinion, but he hasn't said anything yet.
So what, during construction? Yes, obviously.
No, it existing.
It existing. Well, okay, you're going to have all of those people. They're planning on 900 rooms there. That's a lot of rooms. That's more rooms than the Grand Floridian. So that's a lot of people there that, yes, maybe during, like, Halloween season and during Christmas season, when people want to go and see all the really nice decorations at the campsites, I can see, like, all of those people going over there. I don't know. I think that might be valid. It might be like a little bit of fear mongering right now against it. Like, you don't know if it's going to be true or something like that. You're just kind of throwing it out there. But, you know, I don't know, like...
Oh, I think this is just online nonsense.
My opinion is this is invalid because why should you feel... I have no pity for the Disney guest that feels entitled that they should have a quiet, relaxing, oh, my quiet experience at my resort is going to be...
But it's not even a resort. It's a campsite.
Well, it's a resort. Well, they call it a resort.
Sure, you know? but my personal experience is going to be ruined by other people vacationing.
Right, I'm on my vacation, but it's
going
to be ruined
over
by...
Get yourself.
Thank you, yes.
I also think the only part is going to be those decorations, that people are going to want to go and view those decorations. Other than that, the amenities at the Lakeside Lodge or Lakeshore Lodge, whatever it is going to be so much better than the amenities at Fort Wilderness. Oh, There's no reason for
no one's
people...
To go to Fort Wilderness. Just like no one goes to Fort Wilderness now unless they've got Hoopsie to review.
Right.
And it's going to continue.
Does Fort Wilderness exist in 10 years?
Yes.
Oh,
you think
yes.
so? You think it's
yes.
a good enough value for the property that they'll yes. keep it?
Yeah.
I think so. There's it's always an option to camp and whatever.
It's like sold out all the time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You got to get that early.
Because you can just if you already own an RV, it's a really good way
yeah,
to
that's
stay
true.
In Disney.
That's true. Yeah.
If they close it, I think people would be really upset.
Hoop-de-doo review is actually something I was toying with including on our last episode in terms of like the restaurant. I think it's such a corny, silly,
I
but
go
it's
as
such
an
a
adult.
Fun thing. I've gone as an adult. It's a good time.
I've never gone before.
You've never done it?
So, and my family always stayed at Fort Wilderness, but you had to pay extra. And, you know, it was expensive.
Yeah.
For a family of six to go at the time,
and I'm sure it's more than it was. I mean,
yeah.
when we went, it was $70-something dollars a person. Okay. You had to prepay it.
Yeah.
But it's
You know, actually, I went with I didn't actually go, but I went to Disney with my sister and her kids and my parents, and I convinced them all to go to Hoop-de-doo review. I was like, oh, we should do this. But then at the last like a month before we went, me, Emily, Michael, and we all decided to do the dessert party at the Contemporary.
Oh, the top of the world.
Yeah, top of the world. We were doing that, I think, for like it was either a celebration or a birthday thing. So I convinced them to go to Hoop-de-doo, but I didn't join them.
But they still went.
They still went.
Did they have a good time?
So they had a good time. I don't know if they necessarily thought it was worth it. I think where it's worth it is the unlimited drinks.
It's well, so that's what I was going to touch on. It advertises
unlimited beer and sangria.
It advertises
right?
itself as unlimited beer, wine, and sangria. They come around so infrequently that they make sure. I mean, I had three or four beers, but like they know.
Can you order two at once?
No. They know how to police a crowd.
You bring a couple pitchers.
You're not. It's not just every 5 minutes you're getting another beer, another sangria. So they know what they're doing.
Can you like talk to the waiter beforehand? And be like, listen, if you keep us like,
listen, whatever deal you want to strike with your server is totally on you. But the premise is not. It's not like bottomless mimosas at brunch where it's just every 5 minutes another drink. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're bringing you a beer every 15-20 minutes.
Right. They don't want to overserve you.
Exactly.
At the Reedy Geeks because corporate retreat, we'll test some theories out.
This is above all else, this is a family restaurant and a family experience.
And a family establishment?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
Next one is a little bit of a two-parter. This is an A and B thing, and they both start with Disney only cares about DVC members. And then the other one is Disney only cares about rich people.
Can I do the DVC member one?
You can start with DVC members.
You can say whatever you want.
So I think the idea of Disney only cares about DVC members is so false. I think they actually care less about DVC members.
They got their money.
Yes, that's exactly it. They already have their money. Their reason why they're making DVC resorts is because it's just a cash cow. It's they don't have to work to get people to come to their resorts. They're coming to resorts all the time. They don't have to pay for the maintenance of their resorts. Their DVC members are paying for the maintenance
right.
of resorts.
They're getting, they say, we're going to open up, if you approach someone with the idea, let's open a hotel, and all the guests are going to
Not pay for housekeeping.
Not pay for a $200 a night stay or a $400 a night stay or whatever. They're going to give you $30,000 and come once a year.
Right, we're going to open a hotel, but all our guests are paying for it.
Yes.
But exactly. They're prepaying for it, too.
They're prepaying,
Giving you $30,000.
Yeah.
So go stay at this hotel. Yeah.
And do you know how that looks on your quarterly assessments, on your quarterly finances? Like, it looks amazing.
But you have that $30,000 up front.
Yeah,
you
that's
go
what I mean.
Invest that. These companies go, they invest in other stuff. They go, okay, we got this $30,000. Okay, let's go put it in this thing and it makes 20%. And by the time they would have used that $30,000 on hotel stays, they've made $300,000 off of that $30,000.
Now, it is important to note that you know, Disney and DVC are two different entities, right? Like, DVC and Disney are separate. So you can't, it's not like they're taking the, I don't actually know how that works. I don't want to say it. But they are different different entities there. But yeah, once they have their DVC members, I feel like they do care less about them. Disney, DVC though, DVC does a lot, like all these like lounges that are coming in, DVC pays for these lounges. All of those Moonlight Magics, DVC pays for those Moonlight Magics, right? So maybe Disney doesn't care about DVC, but I think DVC members care about DVC, you know.
I don't think...
DVC cares about DVC members.
Well, I think to what you said, I don't think there's, as a non-DVC person, I don't think there's enough exclusive DVC stuff to say that Disney only cares about DVC. I actually think if I was a DVC person, I just made a comment, you know, earlier in this episode that people feel entitled on their vacations. But if I was a DVC person, I would want some more things that felt
more,
maybe a little exclusive to me.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm paying the money I'm paying for DVC, I mean, guys, they have the opportunity to get in the nice hotels and the towers and all the, you know, whatever. But I think that Disney only cares about DVC. I think that Disney, not that they don't care about DVC, but they're not catering to DVC. And to that end, Disney only cares about rich people. I think that's BS too. I think that Disney is just more and more just looking how much further into your pocket they can reach. It has no bearing on whether you're rich or not. It's just how much have you budgeted for your vacation. You know, they're opening these experiences, dessert parties and tours and VIP that we have gone into on this podcast ad nauseum at this point. A rich family is not the only family that can do VIP. It's just how much you've spent enough money. You've spent X amount of dollars to come here. How much more are you willing to spend?
And just because I have a service that maybe is promoted and designed for someone that's wealthier doesn't mean I like them more. I don't know. Like, they're just creating different products.
Disney at its core is a business that is trying to make every dollar it can make, and it's going to make it off of people that are in the 1% and people that have saved up for 6 years to come to a Disney World vacation. I actually think Disney doesn't care if you're rich or poor. If you're willing to come there and give them money, they just want their hand in your pocket.
And they want as many products out there that you can pay for in order to...
They want to dangle as many opportunities in front of you as they can so that you're like, you know what? We'll take this one. We'll take this one.
Yeah.
As if they offer you 10 extra things, hopefully you take two of them and they've won.
If Disney cared more about DVC and only cared about DVC, you would see something like DVC members get an extra fast pass.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That's not happening.
Like when you stay at a Universal Resort, everyone, I don't know if it's the same now, but when my family used to go, everyone who stayed at a Universal Resort got the Fast Pass.
Well, it has to be the most expensive.
Well, so now that Universal has more resorts.
We stayed at the Hard
the
Rock.
The high end.
Yeah.
So they have three, soon to be four, they have deluxe accommodations. If you stay deluxe, you get their Fast Pass thing for free.
Right. Yeah.
But I will say, I would not be surprised if we never saw another just general hotel open up at Walt Disney World. I think that every single future hotel will have at least 50% DVC, if not more.
I would agree with you, with the exception that they might do another value at some point. They might do another low-end one. We're never seeing another moderate.
We're never seeing another moderate.
Moderates are done. They're never doing another moderate.
And I've also said, I don't know if it's been on the podcast or just in conversations that we've had, you know, off mic, but I think eventually they're going to work DVC out where they're going to, it's going to open up and be more affordable to everyday people. I think what Disney only care about DVC. I think Disney wants as many people as possible to be in DVC. And I think eventually you'll have different tiers and different plans. Just that there's different tiers for annual passes. There's going to be different tiers for DVC.
I think DVC, like one of the all-stars is going to go DVC and it'll be the same resort.
Maybe, not necessarily
but, that, but the buy-in will be way cheaper.
Yeah. Right. You'll have tiers of DVC where you have, you know, first choice at these amount of hotels, and the higher up your tier is, the more is open to you. But I think that ultimately Disney would want as many of their guests as possible to be bought into DVC,
yeah,
because it's just giving them free money.
But to say
that they only care about that guest, because I think if you poll today the attendance at the Magic Kingdom, how many of the guests that came to Magic Kingdom today are DVC?
5%.
Do you think it's
10%?
I was gonna say, do you think it's less than 20%?
Yes, I think it's less than 20%.
For sure, less than 20%.
So it's the amount of people still visiting daily that are in the DVC it's still so little that almost the number is so low. Why would Disney care about those people?
Yeah, you know.
So invalid.
Invalid. Great job, recruits.
Okay, I mean. You guys made some really good points. And
thank you, JJ.
I think we're ready to go on to the next game. This one is something we've played before. It's a classic internet game. It's called a simple One's Gotta Go. I'm going to read
Andrew.
Four things.
What?
Yeah, he's going. He's the one that goes. I get it. Fine.
JJ's driving me.
You guys want to do the episode alone together? Okay.
All right. Yeah. Bye, guys. I mean, you already gave us the intro, so that's all we need.
We can use AI and ChatGPT to recreate you in future episodes.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding.
So I'm going to read four things. We're going to have to banish one.
This is going to be tough because I love Epcot.
Oh, yeah. So this one is the Epcot edition of One's Gotta Go.
Although I have a couple easy answers if they come up.
Some of these are easy, and some of these are hard because I purposely bunched some of these together.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
The first... Oh, okay.
First one.
Looking at it? Don't cheat.
Yeah, I shared it with you guys. Right. You guys can see it. So, the first one. One's Gotta Go. Mission Space. Three Caballeros. The Seas with Nemo. And Journey into Imagination.
Can I get rid of all of them?
I will get rid of one. I will climb up the hill, and I will die on the hill that the Seas with Nemo, I love that ride.
Oh, go take my father-in-law on that ride.
I think it is so fun. It's great. It leads you right into the aquarium. I love Finding Nemo. I love I love the Seas with Nemo.
I said all that to my father-in-law, and it
was
bad.
Nothing worked.
It was bad. It was a bad time. I want to say that because it might have ruined my relationship with my father-in-law. But the real answer is obviously Journey into Your Imagination.
Because that needs a
redo so bad. It's so bad.
So terrible. I did that for the first time in August, and when we were first time ever, and it was basically we want to ride this because it's just
there's no line.
Let's see. Well, but like want to see how bad it really is.
Yeah.
So it was
real bad.
Horrendous.
So Mission Space, I think, should be replaced with something else, but I don't think it's the most egregious one on here.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think I'll ever ride Mission Space again, but it exists and it's fine.
I'm just done with it. It's just because of what the experience is. I enjoyed it the first three or four times I went on it, but now it doesn't give me anything.
I have absolutely no interest to ride it. And that's not a knock on it. It's just it's not offering me anything new.
It is a completely separate and unique ride system that isn't anywhere else in Disney, which is kind of
really
cool.
Interesting, actually, because the fact that there's nothing else in Disney World that's quite like it, but we want nothing to do with it.
But
figure out a way to use the Mission Space ride vehicle and give me something cooler.
Yeah,
you know,
give me and like because nothing you do affects anything, like the buttons.
Right, you're just sitting around hoping you don't throw up.
Yeah,
get rid of the buttons.
Tell me
different random space stories.
Let's theme it to Interstellar.
or yes. IP.
Right?
Wow, you're the IP defender after
yes.
all. Yes. I thought I was the IP defender.
Disney should buy Interstellar. They actually 50-50 they probably own it.
Disney should strike a deal with Christopher Nolan. That way we can get an Oppenheimer ride too.
Oh yeah.
Nothing's more intense than seeing if a nuclear bomb works or not.
So or destroys the entire universe. Was that it? Or yeah.
Well, yeah, there was like a 0.001% chance that it destroyed everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was something. Yeah, it was
great film.
Great film.
I agree with Sean though about The Seas with Nemo. I know I have been on record of not liking it, but what saves it for me.
Oh no,
is
I saved it. The one you give back to Poseidon is for sure. Journey into your imagination.
Yeah, no, it's Journey into Imagination. But The Seas of Nemo, the thing I like about it, because it is kind of annoying, but I like the idea that you have to go on the ride in order to get into the
seas.
Like, I like that idea.
You can get into the seas, but like, you've got to walk around the exit. Yeah.
But like, you know, that idea is pretty cool. Replace it with something better, but Journey into Imagination, I want you to burn and salt the earth and like, you know.
Well, what about Figment? Can he stick around?
No.
I think Figment's
bring
cute.
Back the Dreamfinder.
Get.
Yeah. In order to keep Figment, you have to have the Dreamfinder.
And Nixon, right?
And Nixon.
I am so ready to see Figment. Richard Nixon. Just bury him. Bury him. Bury him. Bury him. It's a new age. I don't care if you loved Figment as a kid. I don't care if you love the ride. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
It's all recent nostalgia, too. It's not actual nostalgia.
It's fake nostalgia.
It's fake nostalgia.
It's fake nostalgia for the sake of it.
Okay.
Get over yourself.
I love this. I love all this. This game's already won in my heart.
I won.
All right, let's
I won
one.
This game. Next one is going to be the China Pavilion, Canada Pavilion, America Pavilion, Italy. Another country. Also the pavilion.
I think I gotta get rid of China.
Wow. Hot take? Not a hot take.
Oh,
I'm getting rid of America easily.
Oh,
yeah.
The American easily. Adventure. I really like it.
Two brothers
on their way. Two brothers.
I'm still
on
voting
their
Andrew
way.
Off.
Here's the thing. He can sing all he wants. We're never getting a copyright strike because that's
no one's picking that up.
I think what saves China is they have a couple of really cool drinks.
Yeah, the Cantaloupe.
And I also think that much like my favorite pavilion in Epcot, Japan, China has a huge shopping experience. The store goes the length of the pavilion, and there's a lot of opportunity to buy souvenirs and yes, you know, we bought JJ a very questionable hat on his bachelor party that we made him wear. But I think China has
pictures of those will never be on our Instagram page.
I think China is
that's my call.
I think China's a good fun pavilion. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't spend as much time in it as I would others, but just America for me is just using the bathroom and grabbing a high lie or whatever, a quick craft beer and getting the heck out of there.
See, I disagree.
It's sad because we talked about recently the restaurant, which I love, but it's Canada for me. I'm killing Canada off because
the show is terrible.
It's a restaurant. And actually, the redone version of the show
worse.
Is even worse.
Is it the same people or is it new?
No,
it's not Martin Short anymore?
No, it's
Levy.
It's Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, and it's bad.
Oh, no.
They're not funny. Bad. They should be funny.
Because you know why? Because Schitt's Creek is a bad show.
No!
Wrong.
We're voting Sean out now.
Schitt's Creek is a bad show.
It's funny we all have a different opinion on this.
I'm getting rid of Canada.
China, I agree that China needs a retweak because the sit-down Chinese restaurant should not be a Panda Express. It should be dim sum.
It basically is a Panda Express.
It should be dim sum.
Panda Express should be
the quick service.
Yeah.
And the sit-down experience should be a dim sum, a cool dumpling experience.
And this is like, because...
Like Din Tai Fung. That's a chain. Din Tai Fung is awesome.
Yeah.
It should be like Din Tai Fung.
I think a lot of these Epcot restaurants should be retooled and reimagined for the 21st century because a lot of them were developed in the 80s.
They haven't touched it since 1982.
Right. Uh-huh. And we didn't like no one knew about, well, I don't want to say no one knew about Chinese food.
No, Chinese food existed in the 80s.
It did. But like, But like it was, that's what people wanted, right? Now it's like, okay, we can go beyond
that.
They want
more, right? Yes,
we can go beyond.
Absolutely,
that.
people want those little cool bun things, and they want, which they give us at the festivals.
Yeah. So we're keeping Italy though.
The Tutto Gusto wine cellar is one of my favorite places in Disney World. I'm not touching that.
Yeah. The espresso martini is saving it.
I gotta defend though America because no, they have.
No, I don't think America was even close for me. I like America.
Well, he got rid of it.
I know he did. Immediately. I know, immediately. But I respect it, and I love these differing opinions.
So not only am I a patriot, right? An American patriot here.
Uh-oh. What are we doing here?
No.
He's going to get a bald eagle tattooed to his chest right now.
I think that the theater out there is very important for most of their festivals.
But that's not an American adventure thing.
Hold on. The Voices of Liberty is a great... Awesome. Yeah, that's a great entertainment if you catch that. Last time I went with my parents... We decided that we were just going to do all of those little entertainment things all around. The band that's in UK, the band that's in Canada, the mariachi band that's in Mexico. There's a piano player in Rose and Crown. Mm-hmm. There's the Voices of Liberty. And so that was what we did all day.
It was great.
Epcot rules. The amount of entertainment in Epcot is like beyond necessary. You know what I mean? Right. Like they don't even need that. Please
don't tell them it's
beyond
necessary. Tell them it's not enough.
It's not enough pressure. Make more.
Okay, guys. I really appreciate what everybody's doing here.
Keep going.
It's good.
Festival of the Arts, Food and Wine Festival, Festival of the Holidays, or Flower and Garden?
I don't even... What say the first one again?
Festival of the Arts.
What is that?
So that's,
it's going on right now, actually.
Yeah. Well,
so that's going to be the arts being like, there's a lot of paintings, there's a lot of exhibits, exhibits, but also
it's booths,
entertainment too.
It's booths, and then there's also these like, almost like these little like shops drop where you get to see like artists. Some of them are local, some of them
aren't. Craft fair, stuff like that.
It's not a craft fair situation. It's actually a lot more like Disney. It's all Disney slanted.
Okay.
So it's not very craft fairy. It's more like there are these paintings of this thing in this very specific style, and they're all Disney related.
So I know Flower and Garden. I know Food and Wine. What was the other one?
Festival of the Holidays.
That
sounds lame.
Christmas time.
That sounds lame. I'll ditch that.
I like what I like about that is that they have as entertainment a someone that explains their winter holiday for their culture, and it's like story time, right? And they bring up all the kids in the middle of the pavilion.
Cool. Wait, have you ever seen the candlelight?
No, I've never done that.
What is a candlelight?
Apparently,
I've never been to Disney in December to catch one.
Right.
I've apparently seen it in Magic Kingdom.
It's called.
It used to be a parade
Magic Kingdom.
Epcot. Yes.
They have celebrity people that do it.
Yeah.
NPH does it a lot.
Right. I've never actually seen
it. Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to want to get rid of
Do you know where they
local
where
art.
Happens?
Yeah,
happens
in the America Pavilion. I don't know. I'd probably get rid of the holiday one, though, because it's just, I don't know. I feel like every other park, I feel like Magic Kingdom does the holidays really well. If I want to go to the holidays, I'll go to Magic Kingdom.
Can I say something controversial? Food and Wine is too crowded, and I might want to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I'm going to get rid of Food and Wine just because I want to get rid of the crowds.
Interesting.
And I was also thinking that Food and Wine, the only thing they do is drinks and food at booths, and all these other ones do that too. They don't have anything else.
All they do is food and drinks. It's called Food and Wine.
Yeah, but like the Festival of the Art also has all of these
art exhibits,
but it also has all these food and wine exhibits like too. Like
right.
they have food and drink booths. Festival of Holidays has food and drink booths.
Flower and Garden
has that too.
Flower and Garden.
Flower and Garden is the best one.
Yeah, I think
it's Topiary is the best.
But there's nothing that distinguishes Food and Wine aside, you know, from the other ones. All the other ones are Food and Wine plus something else.
What about all the food?
Well,
and
except
wine?
That there's just more. There are more booths. It's like it's basically just an expansion of the World Showcase to make it fully around the world. Like they add other countries.
Yeah, yeah. That's yes, yeah, that's true, sure.
That's the focus of Food and Wine, is just like, oh, here's an Israel booth, here's a this booth, here's an Australia booth.
But I think you can like cut down like addition by or by subtraction, right? And add that into all the other festivals. And I think we need a non-festival time at Epcot.
Agreed. Yeah. There needs to be more downtime at Epcot.
Well, is that intentional because it brings people in?
Oh, yes, it is intentional because it brings people in.
Well, we only want us.
This is a focus. This is one of the focus groups that says we love the event, so they're putting an event that basically there's only like a week to change the names of the booths in between each event. You see, Doc, I knew you'd get it because you've got a wonderful imagination. One more before we move on to the next game. This is all drinks. Bornsteiner Dunkel, a black and tan at the Rosencrown, the Moroccan Mule, or an espresso martini at the Tutto Gusto. We got to eliminate one.
It's pretty, I mean, this is pretty easy for me.
The Dunkel?
No, the black and tan. Oh. I can get a black and tan at any Irish bar that I go to in any town around here.
I agree with that assessment entirely.
Can I not because, go into the Rose and Crown though?
No. You can go to the Rose and
Crown.
No, you
can go to Rose and Crown,
but they don't have black and tans.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
You can get a Guinness there.
The Warsteiner Dunkel is a great. I can't get. If I go to any bar that has a German beer, it's usually either
Hofbräu.
It's usually just a basic Hofbräu, or a Spaten
Oktoberfest. Yeah,
those are your only options.
Yeah.
So being able to get a couple different versions German beer, literally German beer in Germany. I'm keeping that all day because that's usually good. The one I go for.
Yeah.
And is that the dark? That's the darker one. That's usually, is that not the beer that we found on the garbage can?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
The magic beer.
The magic beer
that kept us going.
Derek, you know, I was thinking about that beer on the drive in today, and I was thinking, I think someone bought it. I think someone in our bachelor party bought it and left it there and then was kidding around with us that it was found to try to get us to trick us.
I know. We found a beer that someone left.
No.
Hold on. We gotta bring in our audience member.
We have an exclusive fourth opinion that was also at the bachelor party that wants to put his two cents in.
Yeah, hi. No. I think I left. I had to go to the bathroom, and I came back. Everyone had a beer in their hand. There was a random beer just on this like flower bush.
I thought it was a garbage can.
There was a garbage can. I'm remembering a bush in front of it, but there was a garbage can.
Oh yes, there was a flower pot and then a garbage can.
And there was just a random beer sitting on top. And I remember coming back, and we were all looking at it. I think it was you, Sean, first. Was it?
I don't recall.
It was you.
Who knows?
Sure, I think it was you.
That's fine.
I think you were like, yeah, I'm just going to drink this.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you took the sip, and then for some reason, we were all just like, yeah, let's just drink.
He didn't die.
Let's drink stranger beer.
I so love stranger beer.
I don't think Cronin.
I think we fully
that was stranger beer. I think someone bought me a beer and it ended up on there.
I think we fully drank a beer that someone bought and just accidentally left it.
Yes.
And moved on.
Yeah. I think they
no
they
way
either, we drank a stranger's beer.
They either didn't take a sip or they took one sip and they moved on. They forgot.
We drank a stranger's beer and we're all better for it.
Yeah. I mean, it was full.
It was a full beer.
And it wasn't warm.
And I do think I was one of the first people at that garbage can. Because, I mean, everyone knows in Disney World, you eat on top of garbage cans.
Trash can table is a real table.
It's a real table. So, and I remember that being there, I feel like it was left there.
So you're saying you were the first one there. You saw it was there when you approached.
One of the first ones.
I still think someone bought me a beer and it just ended up on the table.
Yeah, I disagree. I think we drank stranger beer.
We drank stranger beer. And you know what? We're still here. We're still here.
We're still alive.
Yeah. Alcohol killed all the germs.
I am still eliminating the black and tan from Rose and Crown.
I agree.
We never eliminate the Rose and Crown.
It's maybe the best bar.
We're definitely going to discuss Rose and Crown in great detail in future episodes.
Maybe multiple times.
We gotta figure out how we're gonna seed that.
I do love a black and tan. I think I would drink a black and tan more readily than I would drink the Moroccan Mule. So I'm going to get rid of the Moroccan Mule.
How dare you?
That's fine.
We got to find a new
The Moroccan horse. Mule is, I think, one of the... Oh, my God.
It's at worst...
I had it once. I was like, oh, this is all right.
At worst, it's like my third favorite drink in all of Disney World.
The Moroccan Mule gets to you, assuming, like I said, you do the World Showcase the correct way. The Moroccan Mule gets to you at a time in the day where you have only had beer and wine. It is a light, sweet, refreshing drink.
And an espresso martini.
But that's dark. That's a coffee, you know. It's got a little,
okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you've had nothing but, like, bitter, you know. This is light and sweet, and it gets you ready for the last couple countries. It gives you, it's not an energy drink, but it gives you.
But not too sweet.
Fuel to continue.
I love this.
It's the best drink in Epcot.
And you know what? It's gone. It's gone.
It's the best drink in Epcot.
I want inspirational music underneath that, and I want to hear it every day.
There's got to be a good drop here, JJ. You got to pick a good drop.
The Moroccan Mule is the best drink in Epcot. It's not close.
You know,
the Blood Orange Margarita in Mexico is a favorite of mine.
I think the Espresso Martini is better.
Espresso Martini is great, and I also would say
it's just an Espresso Martini, though.
It's overplayed. No, it's a good Espresso Martini.
The Espresso Martini has had its time. I think the Espresso Martini is
The best
aging out.
But
it's overdone.
The classic.
It's overdone.
The classic drink of Epcot to me is the slushies in France.
Oh, the Grand Marnier slushie, which is when we just went for your bachelor party. It was the first time, I think, since I've been drinking in Epcot
that you didn't get one.
And I got the really bad beer, and I regret it.
Yeah, I think that really the one and two, and they flip-flop for me, is the slushie in France and the Moroccan Mule.
Agreed.
It goes one and two. The espresso martini is great, but
it's great, but it's not special. It's not special to Epcot. You can get that good of an espresso martini at any bar we can go to tonight here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I fully agree. I think the Moroccan Mule is the best drink you can currently get in Epcot. But because of how often I've had it, maybe I'm getting fatigued on the Grand Marnier slushie.
Fair. And yeah. I felt that way. And then I had it this last time. And I was like, I'm back in.
It's so amazing still.
Wait, I'm back in. It's just as good as the first time I've had it.
Derek, what was your favorite drink around the world?
Oh, yes. So Derek is the mysterious voice that we heard previously. And he is one of the groomsmen for my wedding, one of my very best friends, and happens to be here while we're recording right now.
First live audience.
Yeah, our first live audience ever.
Special privilege.
Since he has some experience with this, I would like to know what his favorite drink at Epcot was.
I don't remember much, but from what I do remember, I would agree the
Moroccan Mule.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Super balanced, because it's fig vodka, and then it's, you know, a Moscow Mule. Amen.
Was there a drink in
yes,
in China?
There was a beer that was pretty good in China that we had. There's also a drink. I don't know if anyone had it, but there is a drink that people like called the Cantaloupe. It was like a mixed drink that you get from a cart over there. I don't think anyone had that.
I remember it was some kind of beer.
Yeah, there was a beer.
That was very good.
It was like a floral beer, and it was really good. Never had it before.
Yeah, but no, the Moroccan Mule.
The Moroccan Mule was outstanding.
Yeah. That was outstanding.
I know I might have said last one before, but I mean it this time. This is the last one.
Oh, this is such a good one.
And we're going to stay talking about what we know and love, alcohol.
Yes.
This is bars. Tutto Gusto, Spice Road Table, Rose and Crown, La Cava del Tequila.
No. This is
the four best bars.
This is tough.
This is the four best bars.
Oh, yeah.
The four best bars in Epcot, arguably the four best bars in any theme park in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you can argue anything, so. Arguably.
I have mine, and I know that Andrew's going to be upset with mine.
Tutto Gusto?
Yeah, I'm going to eliminate Tutto Gusto.
Wow. Well, let's
You need Spice Road Table.
Let's spread
Rose and Crown is the best.
Spice Road Table is...
La Cava is the crowd pleaser.
I was going to say, to me, La Cava del Tequila and Rose and Crown are the crown jewels of the World Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
They're anchoring both ends.
Yep.
For the most part.
Even though Canada exists after the Rosencrown, by the way, which is why you do Canada first. You just get it out of the way. It sucks. Get out of the way.
Rosencrown is one of my favorite bars on the entire property.
Rosencrown is the best. To me,
have had the experience of being in Rosencrown on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Just an absolute pleasure of a bar.
Yeah, I think Rosencrown to me is like pound for pound possibly the best bar in any theme park.
Can't consider getting rid of Cava del Tequila because they're
it is Epcot.
I really think the Mexico Pavilion itself is
just as like much of Epcot as the Epcot Bowl.
Yeah, I really think the Mexico Pavilion is just so quintessential Epcot.
Yep.
That you can't touch it. You can't do anything to it. So for me, man, because I love the Moroccan Mule, the Spice Road Table, but God, I love the Tutti Gusto Wine Cellar so much just because it's such a we've been there when it's been packed to the gills,
but more
often than not that I've been there, it has been empty and just back in the corner.
It's a gem.
No one knows it's there.
It's a gem. It's great, but it's gone for me. This is a hard decision. This is the hardest one.
Can I tell you that La Cava del Tequila is a great bar, right? But unless I don't like the whole you have to wait outside and you line up up the ramp and everything. And see, like
when
that.
We were just there, I told you for his, but that was I have never experienced a wait like that.
That's all I experienced.
Yeah, I've never experienced that's that before.
Fairly normal. Yeah. I mean, we're up maybe
I usually walk in.
Maybe two groups farther than normal, but like I've seen long lines for La Cava.
But if you go straight up and you're not going for takeout and you want to sit down, like usually it's like a 5 or 10 minute wait, then it's like a very pleasant experience. If you're sitting in there at one of the tables and you're not actually at the bar, right? It's a very pleasant experience.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping that because I think that could be good.
I thought you were setting us all up for this, that
you were going to axe it. You're like, we got to wait forever.
I mean, if you could expand
it. He's getting rid of the Spice Road table.
I'm getting rid of the Spice Road table.
And you know what?
You know what?
Honestly, I think I might be too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm turning the Spice Road table into a better sit-down restaurant.
No, the restaurant's supposed to be good.
It's not about what you're doing with it. It's about I love the Moroccan Mule. It's my favorite drink in Epcot, but I just love the Tutti Gusto Wine Cellar for what it is more than I like just stopping in quick for
what I think
is the best drink in Epcot.
The thing
are you a wine guy?
No, there's a lot. I mean, number one, I do like a dude. When I was there in August, I went in and I asked for, I think it was a Pinot Noir.
I like a Pinot Noir.
And they asked me. I'm not commonly when you go to a bar, you ask for a bourbon or whatever. They ask you want a single or a double. Right. I've never been asked before at a bar if I wanted a double wine.
Yeah,
they asked me there if I wanted a double wine, and I said sure. Why the hell not? And they gave it to me in
$60.
It was $37. Yeah, but I have had such great a memory. I have specifically is just talking to one of the girls that were bartending there, talking about literally came a week before from. She lived in Italy, came over, and is working here. The conversations you have with the people that work there,
who are
from the countries that these countries represent, the intimacy of the Tutti Gusto Wine Cellar, and Spice Road Table is also very small, but you have more of an I feel like the Spice Road Table is more of a quick service bar.
Yes.
Go up, get your drink, get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Whereas Tutti Gusto, I've literally stood at that bar for over an hour before just talking to the people.
Yeah.
They have a great selection of Italian draft beers that I would never get anywhere else. And I think obviously the wine is better than you're going to have at most places, especially in Disney World. I got to keep it. And it sucks because I just said that's the best drink in Epcot is the Moroccan Mule, but I just think I got to get it.
But you know what? That Moroccan Mule can be at the restaurant, right?
The drink stand.
Also true, yeah.
I think that the view from Spice Road Table of
incredible
the lagoon and
for the fireworks show?
No, just in general. Just looking at that that water mill that's going around, and you have the lagoon, and you have the spaceship Earth in the background. It's a beautiful view, but you can just put tables there, and you can sit there and enjoy it. You know what I mean? It can, if that's that if it's just a view for me. What's that?
The food is good there.
The food is good. So, like, yeah, keep the same food. I'm saying make that into a
like a
just
quick
larger or no
a
larger restaurant. You know, larger restaurant. I don't know. It's just the view that is keeping it for me, and so that's not enough. You know, because we can just stay. We can keep that view.
Spice
for a
table forever. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tutto Gusto. But
we're here for we're here for the hard opinion.
I love the discourse.
Yeah.
Okay, now, boys, if you just stop carrying on, like, we just might dedicate this next song to y'all.
Last segment. This is a game we've played before. This is the third time we're playing this game. This is a... We're trying to match each other. We're each going to write five things. If it matches with the person that is the prompt master, you get a point. It's a game called Match 5.
Prompt master.
Really great game. It's actually available as a board game as well. That's not just like Disney prompts that I've pre-written.
Promo code Reedy Geeks if you're buying it.
Amen.
Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day.
So we will each take turns being the prompt master. Andrew, I will have you start first.
Ooh.
Please pick your prompt, and then we will see who matches you. And the highest score at the end of one round will be the winner of this episode and of Match 5 3.0.
I like these prompts. These are good prompts.
Pick one.
I'm picking Disney villains.
We have a late addition. We are actually going to do four. We're going to have a fourth person. Our guest that we had on, Derek, previously, is going to play with us. So
our audience member.
Our audience member.
Audience.
He represents all of you. Every single one of you that listens, he's representing you. So if he does poorly...
All 10 of you.
My siestas are getting shorter and shorter.
All right. So I came up with five Disney villains, and you guys have to see how much you or how many you matched me.
That's the game.
Yes, so you got to match with
okay.
you. Yes.
So my number one villain, not my top villain.
Oh, my God. Saying,
okay, is Scar.
I got him.
Wow. Wait. Okay. Yes, I got it.
Okay. JJ, are you keeping track of
scores? I'm going to keep track of scores.
Okay. So Derek has Scar,
JJ has Scar,
and you had Scar?
I have Scar.
All right. Well, everyone has Scar.
Everybody gets one.
The next one, Ursula.
Yes.
I got Ursula.
Yes.
Like, wait, so...
Nope, Ursula.
Ursula.
Does it have to be number two?
No.
No.
You've had
I got it. I got it. All right.
Great.
All right. So he's got Ursula. He's got
so
Ursula.
So we all got... Okay. We're two for two. Okay.
Interesting.
Cruella de Vil.
Yes.
Ooh,
really?
Yes. Old Derry coming to the rescue.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Not on mine. Not on mine.
Gonna lose to someone who's never been on the podcast before.
And you wanted to win.
That's honorary geek, Derek, to you.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah, Cruella de Vil. Dr. Facilier.
Yes.
What is
yes?
that? Who's that?
Who the
That's from Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog. Wow. So I have been on record as like that's one of my favorite villains is Dr.
It's
Facilier.
One of my favorite Disney movies of the past like 30 years.
I don't have that.
I think his songs are so good.
Okay.
All right.
Last one.
Maleficent.
Yes.
Ah. And you didn't even say it right.
Wait. Maleficent?
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
You said Maleficent again.
You said Maleficent again.
Fans of the blooper episode will understand.
Maleficent.
There you go.
Yes.
Maleficent.
So I got three.
I got three. No, you got three.
Did I?
Yeah, I kept track for you.
I have Ursula Scar and Maleficent.
Oh, yeah.
So and three. Andrew Big A. He's
no
getting
Jafar.
Five.
I got five.
Who was the one wait, why does he get five?
Oh, because he matched everyone.
I matched everyone.
Who's the one you deleted?
Hades.
God damn it! I had Gaston and Jafar as the ones that I did.
I had Gaston, Jafar, and Hades. God damn it to hell.
I was going between deleting Hades or Cruella de Vil.
God damn it. All right, fine.
I love Hades too. I think
Hercules is a very underrated
movie. I'm so excited for this Disney villain land.
Oh, villain land's gonna be great.
And the show, I think it's gonna be amazing.
All right. Okay, Sean, you are gonna
pick a topic.
Pick a topic, and you're gonna run it next. The score is Andrew has 5, and all the rest of us have 3. This was a very strong round.
Very strong.
So for my round, the topic is the World Showcase.
So name 5 things you think of when you think of the World Showcase and you're trying to match with Sean.
Giddy up and go.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
This is going to be interesting because there's so much that has to do with World Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's going to be things of like, does this count? Does
Hopefully
that count?
You didn't overthink it.
Yeah. Hopefully I didn't overthink it. I did.
Beer garden.
Oh,
I put bratwurst.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
All right, so I said brats.
It's not.
I also said bratwurst.
It's not
the same. It's not the same.
Okay.
But that's not good for you either.
It's not good for me either.
Yeah.
Rose and Crown.
Yes.
Rose and Crown.
I didn't get it.
The Moroccan Mule.
Yes.
I got that.
Yes.
How did you not put that?
God.
What were we just talking about?
Idiot.
We've been talking about it for like 4 hours.
The whole time. This whole episode is just an ode to the Moroccan Mule.
It's because I deleted it. I got rid of it. I got rid of the bar.
Well, you made the wrong choice.
The Japan Pavilion.
I got that.
Oh, it's your favorite pavilion. How could I not put that?
I got that.
You got that?
I did.
Let's go. Le Cellier.
I got that.
Yes.
I got that.
I did not get that.
Wait, you did?
I had a...
That's it? That's it?
I had the Lagoon.
Beer Garden, Rosencrown, Moroccan Mule, Japan, and Le Cellier.
I had the Lagoon that I was missing, Bratwurst that I was missing, and the Pyramid of Mexico that I was missing.
The Country of Mexico and DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
DuckTales is pretty good, actually. Because that would have been...
Because you're thinking of... Thinking of the Three Caballeros?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, or I was thinking of the DuckTales game you can play as you go around.
Yeah.
Is it DuckTales?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a DuckTales one. Okay. It's the new DuckTales. It used to be Impossible.
It's not Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
It's not, it's Phineas and Ferb. It's not Kim Possible, Phineas
Agent,
and
Agent
Ferb.
Agent Perry?
No.
So I had Bratz, Rosencrown, Le Cellier, Gusto. And Beatles Rock Band.
Lame. What?
I don't know.
Yeah. I respect you throwing out the wild card. But
yeah.
Like, yeah. No.
Yeah. I was just thinking like maybe like the rock band, you know.
So the score, the leader is tied up.
Should have done Japan. I should have known.
Andrew has 7. Sean has 7. Derek has 5. And JJ has 5.
Oh. Hey.
Wow.
All right. What's JJ picking?
So it is now... My turn. Okay, I'm gonna go for one that he's aware of, that I know he's aware of.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he was there recently. I'm gonna go.
Really?
I'm going with MCO.
Oh my god! All right.
The Orlando Airport MCO. Name 5 things you think of when you think of MCO Airport. You got 5?
Yep.
Andrew, what about you?
I got 5.
Here we go.
You better.
You bet.
Let's go.
Here we go. MCO.
Okay. Name 5 things you think of when you think of MCO, the Orlando Airport. First one, I'm going to start us off easy. The tram. The train.
The monorail. Yes. Okay.
All right. Everyone gets that.
Your first ride of the vacation.
Yes.
Everyone gets it.
The monorail.
Okay.
Now the person on the monorail.
Next one. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer.
Buddy Dyer!
I got that.
Yes! Did we get Buddy Dyer on the podcast?
Context
we need
clue.
Buddy Dyer on the podcast.
Honorary geek Buddy Dyer. Okay, next one. We're getting controversial here.
No, do it.
TSA lines.
I don't have that.
I don't have that.
Oh, you guys are all pre-check. Okay.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. Please.
I paid that money.
I don't associate with the common folk.
I'm going to say the carpet.
Yes, I got it. You really put the carpet?
Yeah, the carpet.
Did he really?
Yeah, MCO carpet. Yeah.
I'm going to lose to Derek.
We're going to lose to Derek.
All right. So what's your 5th one?
Last one It's in the same area as the carpet. That glass ceiling, no. The atrium-looking thing.
Yeah, the atrium. I got it.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God!
The atrium!
You wrote the atrium.
So I have TSA...
It's going to be both of us.
I had the Magical Express.
Okay.
I had the Disney and Universal, like, big souvenir stores.
Oh, the stores, yep.
Merch and store. Then I just had the hotel. It's like a Hilton, the hotel.
The hotel? Yeah, yeah, I was thinking about the hotel. Yeah. I was thinking about the hotel or the atrium with the glass ceiling. Yeah, I didn't know. Because I thought I would lose some people in the carpet and gain them back with the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
I had Southwest.
I was going to put Southwest.
No. Yeah. No.
I hate Southwest.
Don't you fly out of... Islip?
Yeah, I slipped to MCO as Southwest.
I've flown. Yes, I have.
I also
flown.
Believe MCO is a Southwest. It's not a hub, but it's a big. It's a big
destination. All right. I just had like terminals.
Oh, lame.
That's why I had TSA lines. It was just something general airport.
And then I had Disney Store.
Yeah.
Disney Store. You guys.
Yeah. I was gonna put Cask and Larder, which is the restaurant.
It's the atrium and the carpet.
You know, actually the hotel bar is like a secretly good bar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hotel bar. Okay. We're preparing the last round where our honorary geek Derek is gonna
be. This could not be more of a wild card.
In charge. And
is he winning?
The score is tied. For all of us.
No, it's not.
Is it
a four-way tie?
It's a four-way tie. We are all at 9.
Okay.
So this is Derek's game to lose.
And Derek has the advantage.
This is Derek's game to lose.
This is Derek's game to lose.
So I'm going to lose.
You can tie or win, but you can't lose.
Wow.
Our honorary geek cannot lose.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We're
Disney princesses?
Yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah. Okay, we teed that up for you.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for our slight technical difficulties, but I do wish to assure you that no one was hurt, and this theater suffered only minor damage.
Okay, Derek's ready. We all have our 5. Derek, you have the floor.
The first ever guest match
playing,
5.
Yeah, the first ever guest playing match 5. Yeah, absolutely.
This is very exciting.
Bring it home.
Has Derek reached honorary geek?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely.
Saying 5 words.
Bring it home.
So my first is Rapunzel.
Whoa, no.
I don't have her.
Wow, that's exciting.
Hold on. Rapunzel,
we don't need to do this, yeah.
Okay. Yes, Rapunzel is Tangled. Her name isn't Tangled, her name is Rapunzel.
Yeah, quiet down. Anyway. Okay. Second, Mulan.
Yeah, I got Mulan.
Nice. Okay.
What's your third?
All right, here we go. Third, Belle.
Yeah, God,
Belle.
Damn it.
I got Belle.
What are we doing here?
I got Belle. All
right. Everyone needs to get this one. Pocahontas.
No, I did not.
No.
Who?
I was gonna do Mulan or Pocahontas. I chose Mulan. All
right. Here we go. Last one.
Can I get one?
Nope. Jasmine.
Yes.
Yes. Jasmine.
Derek wins.
I had Sleeping Beauty. Cinderella.
So I had Cinderella.
Ariel.
Ariel. Snow White.
Elsa.
I thought about Elsa.
But the point, Derek, is for you to get as many points as possible. You have to.
He's still won.
He's still won.
It's his first time here.
I know how to play the game.
So I had Elsa, Belle, Moana, Ariel, and Mulan.
Moana's not a princess.
Moana, I don't know if she's a princess yet.
Moana's not a princess. She's not a princess. Just because she has a movie doesn't make her a princess.
No, Moana is a princess.
Do they count her as one?
Yes, absolutely.
No, they don't.
Her father is the
king.
No.
That doesn't. Has the Disney parks official? Whenever they induct a new princess, they have a thing.
Right, yes.
Have they done the thing?
She is. They've done. I'm sure
they
they've
have
done
not
the thing.
Done the thing.
I don't think there's a thing.
There is a thing. They did it with Anna and Elsa.
She's literally a princess.
No, she's
not. She's the daughter of a guy.
She's the daughter of a king.
No, he's
which
not
is
king.
A princess.
No.
She's as much a princess as Pocahontas.
Yeah, because what was Pocahontas? Say it.
The chief's daughter.
Who is a chief? A king.
I just don't like Moana.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I love Moana.
Your work here is finished, my friend.
Okay, so we're going to start from the bottom to the top. Finishing in fourth place. This is really close. Fourth place with 10, Sean.
So he called his shot. He called his shot.
And he came in last place.
That's absolutely right.
In a tie for second to last place is myself and Andrew.
We're tied
with 11.
All right.
Ooh. And then the winner and champion, Honorary Geek. And the winner of Match 5 3.0.
Yes.
You don't know him, but you don't love him.
No. Oh, how dare you? No. You don't know him, but you do love him.
Yeah, you don't know him, but you do love him.
I beat the Reedy Geeks. It's great. I barely know Disney.
He's been to Disney World once in the last 20 years. And he beat us all at a game that I made up. Derek, congratulations.
Woo! Honorary Geek Derek.
Yeah. We can't wait to have you back again.
I want to say thank you to Google.
Thank you, Google, so much. Would have lost without it. The carpet there is fantastic.
And to Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. Oh, okay. Sean, you ready to finally take us out?
Take us out, Sean.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Reedy Geeks Podcast. Rate, subscribe, and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Any questions, comments, suggestions, future episode topics, email reedygeeks@gmail.com. Find us on all our socials at Reedy Geeks, and we will see you next time.
And remember those titles.
Boo.
Boo! Oh, boo yourself.
This week's Honest Send-Off comes courtesy of Homer from Springfield.
If you have an Honest Send-Off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, reedygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schoppe, Sean Murphy, and J.J. Hefner. Music and audio engineering by J.J. Hefner. Voyage!